Darren, it's been a tough weekend for you. Two defeats. What do you make of it all?
Yeah, to be honest, it's tough, but it's one of those. You know what, the players have given their absolute everything. Tonight was one of those games where with players, to be honest, with players playing through injury and things like that, but we're just that restricted in terms of squad size. But you know what, the players are giving everything they can, and there's nothing more you can ask of them. At the end of the day, obviously a good play, say, but I thought we're, large spells of the game, we were in control, nil-nil, half-time. Then obviously we come out there, Lincoln see the three early goals, which, it's an awful kick in the stomach. But again, even parts of that where I thought we played some good stuff. But as I say, it's just very unfortunate to concede four goals.
I mean, I've got to ask you this. Why on earth did you want to come to Hyde United, the situation they're in?
Yeah, do you know what? I love a challenge.
You must
It's,
do.
I do. Well, the thing about it is obviously the clubs that I've been at. It's one of those where, people, to be honest, people have said to me it's a no-lose situation, But I don't see it like that. I see it in the fact that, do you know what? I was offered the job a couple of years ago. And I've always kept in sort of touch with Hyde's movement. It's very unfortunate the way the last couple of seasons have went. But I said it the other day, and I'll say it again. If I'm here long term, and hopefully I am, where I can build my own team, I have absolutely no doubt and get this club promoted. That's obviously for the future. The problem being now is we need to stay up. But do you know what? We've got a group of players. 90% are teenagers who are giving their all. And to be fair, to the supporters are getting behind them. But it's one of those. We've four cup finals on the way, three at home, one away, and we've got to win. But if we can take a lot of positives from tonight and put them in, to say Saturday, which is our next game, I've no doubt we can get a couple of wins.
Do I take it from what you're saying? I mean, people think you're here just to the end of the season. Do I take it from what you're saying? You're interested in the job on a more permanent
I
basis?
would, because if I've a way of doing things, it's not going to be overnight, an overnight fix. I have my way of doing it. I've a way I want to build my teams. At the end of the day, I've come into a team who, to be fair, they're low in confidence, because almost losing's become a habit, so I have to change that mentality. And I'm in a very positive person, and I'm talking to the players, and they're going out and expressing themselves and giving 100% effort. But as I say, they're young boys as well, who aren't really used to this side of it. There's not many senior players in the team to guide them and help them and support them. So yes, everything's difficult, but in terms of how I do things, three things are key, to us obviously getting away from where we're at. And that's, basic principles where the players understand their roles and responsibilities, a bit of risk, and, do you know what, a bit of luck.
Certainly. Any sign of the injured players coming back at
Well,
all?
again, do you know what? And that's the thing. We've obviously got a lot of the academy players, and I think that's absolutely fantastic that there is. But you know what? There's, senior players. We need to have senior players around them to help them and support them, because they wouldn't have been in this type of situation before. So I'm hoping we can get a couple of players back. Maybe this week, if not this week, certainly the week after.
Well, at least the results seem to have gone for you tonight. Whitby and Stamford have both lost, I understand, so
Yeah,
it's a help.
it's good from that, but to be honest, I don't really pay a lot of attention to that. At the end of the day, it's about us and what we do. As I say, we held, Blythe a good, obviously top of the table team, nil-nil half time. Yes, it's about 90 minutes. It's but thought we showed good qualities in that first half. Unfortunately, just disappointing for the boys to concede so early and concede three so early. But you know what? I've said to them, I'm not having them sit down and sulk. It's a man's game with four cup finals to go. They can't sit about and mope about it. They have to get up, stand up, be counted, and really go at these four games.
Well, they're all big games. You said they're all cup finals, but
Yeah.
Ilkeston, it's a real crunch on Saturday.
It's massive. It's absolutely massive. I can't stress how each game, and I said that to the players, you know what? Yes, you're young players, and that's just the way it is, but you have to become men very quickly. If you go a goal down, you have to respond in a way that, right, okay, I'm going to take this game to them, rather than maybe the heads go down, but that's through no fault of their own. Usually, you can have a couple of senior players in there to help them. And Andy Pearson, to be fair, has been great. I thought Andreas tonight was great. They're helping the young players. The young players' effort and everything is flawless. They're giving absolutely everything they can. But as I say, you know, Blythe are a good, big, strong side. They're top of the league. But it was never a 4-0, to be honest.
Hand on heart, do you think Hyde can stay up?
Absolutely. I wouldn't, to be honest, I wouldn't be doing the job if I didn't think so. But I can tell you the long term, if I'm here to and lucky to be at such a great club, that I'll absolutely be successful at this club. Should I be here long term?
Great, thank you.
Thank you.